Here with Rainhead football coach Kane Guidry. Coach, looking back last week against Welsh, my first impressions, and I think everybody else I really talked to, very excited that the Wolves could hang with Welsh. I mean, you look at what the Greyhounds have done the last few seasons, a very strong football team. Yes, they lost a lot of people, but in that program, you kind of just reload, really. And so just the fact that the boys hung in there, fought tough, a back-and-forth football game, there's a lot to be happy about.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, you look at a program like Welsh, who have been to the Dome the last 2 years, you know, and they know how to win. Like you said, they lost a bunch of kids off of that team, but, you know, anytime you have a team that's consistently, you know, going deep into the playoffs and know how to win, they're going to be tough year in and year out. You know, they play great technique, they play hard, and really and truly, I thought we outplayed them all night, you know, other than the last couple minutes of the game. Whenever they needed to make a play, they did. You know, we got them backed up. It's fourth and 15 or so from their own 20-25 yard line with less than 2 minutes to go. You know, we feel good about the situation we in. And, you know, you play this game long enough and you coach long enough, you're going to see some situations like that. And unfortunately, we weren't able to come out and make the play. You know, felt bad for our kids, really, and I felt bad for our fans. You know, like you said, I thought we played well all night, had a good showing. You know, but that's not what we want to be about. You know, at Rain, we want to go ahead and finish those games and win those close games. And I think if we keep fighting like we do, and I was proud of them. I was proud of our kids and the fight that they had and the grit they played with all night. I think if we keep doing that and working hard and trying to get better every day, I think we'll figure out a way to win those close games.
That play was a heartbreaker, that fourth and I believe it was 13 from the from the 20. It was almost like if the quarterback would have threw a perfect pass, the defense would have probably broken it up. But it's the fact that he was under pressure. He kind of – that one stayed in the air. It hung up. The receiver had to make an adjustment on it. Defensive back didn't make as good of an adjustment as the defender did. But if it would have been a perfect pass, I feel like the defense actually would have stopped it.
Yeah, you're right. I think
it's bad breaks.
Yeah, it was a bad break. I think coverage wise, I mean, we're gonna do what we do. I guess you can hindsight's always 20/20. I guess we could have backed out and you know. But then again, if you do that, you give them and not bring pressure. You give them a lot of time and they can eat us up. So we wanted to stay aggressive in that situation. Safety was just a little late getting over. You know the fact that he catches it is fine. We just got to make a tackle after that. Feet kind of got tripped up on, and it's just kind of a freak play, and, you know, give them credit. They made the play when they needed to.
Yeah, I feel like your play calling, I see things happen. I see why you call the plays. I see receivers running open.
Yeah.
It seems like everything's just a little bit off, man. And I guess that comes with week one. It's still being early. It looks like ball's a little bit too far, or at one point the receivers do having to do a little tiny bit too much work, but everything is just like a fingertip away from being complete. You know?
Yeah. No. I mean, early in the game, you saw it. I know we got that first turnover and we took a shot, and you know that was a good ball that should have been caught. You know, it wasn't. And, you know, throughout the whole night, you know, I think we threw the ball 20 times. We were 4 for 20, which wasn't very great. I think 3 of those passes were screens, but it took us a while to get our first down. I don't think we had one through the first quarter. You know, but Colin made some decent throws, not great throws, but I think it was balls that probably should have been caught. And like you said, we were right there. We just got to go make plays. And that's what I told the kids, too. You know, we got to help our quarterback out in those situations and really attack the ball in the air and go get it and go make plays. And, you know, right now, other than, you know, Jamarcus Monroe, we're kind of struggling to find that person on the edge to really go and make a play. And Jamarcus is only one kid. And he's playing a lot of snaps. You saw the other night, you know, he was at one point he was, you know, bent over and throwing up and but, you know, he's a war horse, and he got right back in, and he's going to give us everything he got, you know, every game, just like all of these kids will. They got a lot of fight in them, and that's what I really like about them. I think, you know, if we keep chugging along and doing the little things and keep working at it at practice, you know, I feel confident that we'll figure it out and we'll be okay.
Well, I certainly think there's a lot of potential. Like I said, everything, I can see it there. It's just about finishing.
Yeah.
And I think in a few weeks, you know, once everybody will really gel together, I think you're going to have a potent offense because I can see those players pretty talented. You talked about Jamarcus Monroe. He and Ron Roberts were neck and neck for player of the game, which we're doing now, and gave the edge to Ron Roberts. And I'll admit it, that was before I got the stat sheet in. So, but, man, the guy was the defense for the game. I mean, he really was. He put a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks. He did account for half a sack, if I'm not mistaken, and led the team in tackles. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Ron Roberts. And he played a little offense
as
well.
Yeah, well, Ron's a very important component to our offense as well. I mean, we went with a double tight set a lot of the night, but we flexed him out a bunch to kind of get him on the edge blocking because he does such a great job. And look, Ron made, he was on every play on defense for sure, and in an offense, the things that he did there. He's just a kid that, you love to coach. He's a yes, sir guy, and he's gonna do whatever you ask him to do. And I really love that about Ron.
Well, congratulations to him. He gets his burger combo.
That's right. He's excited about that. Yeah.
Awesome. And then Jamarcus, like we were talking about, he really provided a spark. It was hard to get the running game going, and then you get Jamarcus to go in there for a few plays, and I feel like that kid can – whether there's a hole or not, he's going to find some kind of way to slip through it. He's got a good vision where he can find the little lanes to get some yards.
Yeah, he gave us a spark in that second quarter. I think Ron Charles is a good back as well, he just doesn't have the size that Jamarcus has, like you said, to break those tackles. And Ron's getting better at it. Ron's a lot quicker, I think, and can run, but Jamarcus is just that presence where if there's nothing there, like you said, he's gonna make something. And he gave us a spark on that drive. We put a good drive together right before the half to go up and to go score and go up 13-7, and that was huge. Another name that I want to mention too is Deuce Como, our kicker.
He played a heck of a game.
He handles all of our kicking. And, he played every snap on defense pretty much, with what Welsh was doing. They threw it a lot more than they ran it. So him and Baylen Leon kind of rotated in and out. And Deuce stayed in most of the game because we feel like he can cover a little bit better than Baylen does. He played exceptional. We were very, very proud about Deuce. And, he almost made that, about a 42-yarder. Mm-hmm. And then we get the ball back and, he drills the 31-yarder or whatever it was. And so we were real proud about that and happy with our kicking game and our special teams.
Yeah, I was very excited when he drained that field goal, man. I really was. And at one point he was in the running for player of the game because of the plays he was making. And having a field goal kicker in high school football it's a huge asset. You never know when those 3 points, were up by two.
Yeah, it put us up two scores at that point, so that was huge. And like I told the kids, our defense was just playing their tails off, and we had so many opportunities to kind of put the game away on offense, and we were just one play away or one block away or one catch away from doing that. And we just couldn't get it done. And whether it is the new offense and just not quite executing enough, but whatever the case is, we got to figure it out, and we got to help our defense out. And I think on that last drive, just a couple more first downs probably does it. We don't need to score on that right there, but a couple more first downs. So that's something we need to clean up, and we're addressing it. And each day the kids are getting more and more comfortable with the offense. So I'm excited to see where it can take us. While we hate to lose, I think I told a couple of coaches this yesterday. It sucked. It didn't feel great in the moment, but over the weekend I felt okay, with where we are as a team.
I'll tell you what, I'm again very impressed. I love the way the kids hung there. It was back and forth with Welsh, which is as far as we can tell this early on a pretty good football team again. And as long as they keep it up, man, they keep that heart. Like I said, in the next few weeks, I expect to see that offense gel. I see it developing.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of finishing it off, and it'll start clicking, man. Yeah. I really do think it will. Looking forward to Abbeville Friday. What should we expect?
Well, somebody asked me about Abbeville and what I thought about them, and one way I can describe them is they're scrappy. They're pretty athletic. They're better than they have been in the past. I think in what they do, we'll be able to do some of the things we want to do against what they do, just because sometimes they'll get caught out of position. They're not quite as disciplined as some of the teams we might play, but all in all, very athletic team. Their defensive line's really good, probably a little bit better than their offensive line is, you know, but it's going to be a struggle at times to move the ball. They got some big guys up front. But, you know, I think if we play like we did last week and play with the physicality that we did and control the line of scrimmage, you know, I think hopefully we can wear them down and get the ball going, get the offense moving and get them off the field and you know, hopefully put a W on the board.
All right, Coach, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it. Yep. We'll see you next Tuesday. Hopefully next Tuesday we'll be talking about a win instead of a heartbreaking loss.
Absolutely. Hope so.